You're listening to Aaron's Health Report with me, Norman Swan. Let's stay with surprising manifestations of COVID-19 because it turns out that it can turn up in the skin and maybe even be diagnosed from it. Dr. Elisabeth Reuter is in the Department of Dermatology at the University of Basel in Switzerland and was one of the first to describe the skin rashes of COVID-19 and using the skin for diagnosis. Welcome to the Health Report, Elisabeth.
Hi, Norman. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm excited to speak about what we recently identified.
Before we get on to the case study that you described, you started seeing COVID patients with rashes quite early on in Switzerland.
Yes, it started, I would say, so we went into lockdown in March and this year, and what we and our team, the outpatient department in Basel, started seeing was, I would say, in February. And it was quite interesting because we suddenly saw skin lesions, rashes that we have been seeing before, such as a frostbite or urticaria or vasculitis. However, all of these patients did not really have a matching patient's history, so the anamnesis, as we call it, did not really fit. And interestingly, these patients also had fever or some loss of taste or smell or some cough, but all of them were tested negatively. And at those times...
Tested negatively for COVID-19?
Exactly, yes. They had a negative nasopharyngeal swab, so that's what we did at that point of time.
And before you go on, just give us a sense, because you can say vasculitis, it just trips off the tongue. What do these rashes actually look like?
So they can be pretty heterogeneous, so they can look like different things. That's actually a bit the tricky part here. Vasculitis means it's an inflammation of the vessels of the skin. So it's red, it can be crusty. Urticaria, it looks like if you had a sting bite, for example, but more generalized. Frostbite, that has been classically described, the toes or the fingers.
So is this chilblains that you're talking about?
Like chilblains, yes. Like chilblains, lupus, or frostbite, they look quite similar. So clinically, it's very hard to distinguish. So what all of these lesions had alike, I would say, is this inflammatory component.
Tell me about this patient that you had, this elderly lady.
So we have been describing a single case, and this single case was special as so far as she was double negative. So she was not only negative for the nasopharyngeal swab, but also negative for the serology.
In other words, the antibodies for the specific antibodies for COVID, the COVID-19 virus.
Exactly. So this is what most people, and here for sure, we do. These are the two tests. So the nasopharyngeal swab test at the beginning, where you really check if there's RNA or DNA in the nose or in the nasopharyngeal area. This is like the early stage test, but we know that this test can fail in about 30% to 40%. I can talk about this a bit more later. And then the serology, so the antibody test. There was also starting to be some hints that this test is not perfect either for many reasons.
Because it can take a while to become positive if indeed it ever does.
Yeah, I mean, there's this big discussion going on about the immunity after SARS-CoV-2. Is there some immunity? How does this immunity look like? And I think this is also why this single case, even though it's just a single case, actually got so much attention, is because it really questions the general, the test aid. That's one that you really can't be so sure that if you're negative in these tests that you do not have SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 in. And then second, of course, as well, because of the vaccination strategies and the herd immunity strategies, they're all based on these antibody tests. So this is what we usually see as an endpoint. But if this runs over memory T cells, or if there might be no immunity, then of course we're having a very different situation.
So you decided to biopsy the skin?
Yes, so we biopsied the set. That's basically what dermatologists do if they're not really sure what the diagnosis is. We do a skin biopsy.
It's called a stab in the dark.
Exactly. So in this specific case, we biopsied, what we saw is a quite unspecific picture, some mild inflammation in the upper dermis, some vacuolization, but nothing dramatic. It was interpreted as a drug-induced rash, basically. But again, this patient had not taken any drugs. And so then we did a qPCR, so looking at RNA, like really which numbers does it have in this specific sample. And what we then saw is, even though it was a low copy, copy number, so not so much virus, we could very clearly detect the virus, and we can see that about 1 out of 1,000 cells was infected with the SARS-CoV-2.
And so you then say that the virus caused the rash based on this?
Yes, so we saw, I mean, we didn't include that in publication, but we saw the virus in the endothel of the affected skin. So this is in line, which has been previously published. And so that's probably what's happening in many other organs as well, right? It's not only in the lung, but it might be in the heart or the brain or whatever, that it really attacks the small vessels over the ACE2, just entering there and then doing this hyperinflammation.
Now this vascular...
And sometimes also vital... sometimes also vasculitis or thrombosis.
So this vasculitis, this inflammation of the blood vessels, which is presumably one of the reasons why you get a rash, is associated with very severe COVID-19 disease, heart attacks, strokes, problems with the toes and the fingers. Did the people that you've been seeing, and this woman, did it, having a skin rash correlate with more serious disease?
No. So, I mean, maybe I should stretch here that in this specific case, we did not see one of these classic vasculitis or emboli pictures. We have seen that in more severe cases, as you said. And in this case, the lady is still alive. She's doing very well. She had fever. I mean, she was hospitalized, but it was not very dramatic. I think that's a bit the tricky part. The data we're always referring to of how many people have skin lesions, of course, has like the end point or the what you compare to is the nasopharyngeal swab or those who were pretty sick. But I think it's very well possible that a large fraction of patients who did not go into the hospital, who were not very sick, show these skin lesions and stay at home and then actually are maybe contagious or at least had contact with the virus.
We're just about out of time, but so very quickly, the summary here is skin rash can be a prominent part of COVID-19 unexpectedly. And if you can't get the diagnosis from the nose swab, think about doing it from the skin.
Yes, I think if the nasopharyngeal swab is negative and you have any reason to suspect you're suffering COVID-19 and have some skin lesions, go to your dermatologist and get a biopsy and then they can look further.
Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Norman.
Dr. Elizabeth Reuter is in the Department of Dermatology at the University of Basel in Switzerland.